The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons adventure.
I would lay my body down beneath the sky and make an offering up to the night and let my spirit wander towards the light. If I could speak to you one more time.
Tomb of Annihilation.
If missing
should have been more pyro for you.
What? I'm before lighting the pyre, I add to the pyre the things from the monsters I've collected that have hurt my friends.
All right.
Specifically, dino teeth and hag hair and a skull.
Nice.
I take trophies from all the things I kill that have hurt you guys.
That's touching.
He throws hair in there and it just smells like burning hair.
Yes.
You're gonna have to kill that lich. She has Paul's heart. That's what's hurt me the most.
Bless it.
I'm holding on to the spear and the arrows because I'm ramming those in pee holes later.
Fair enough. Saul, would you anything that you would like to add, or are you just being a silent witness to all of this?
Kind of just witnessing until a more appropriate time to.
Can
to speak.
I get a witness?
Witness me. Disappointing.
What does he say to the guy who fails? Is it disappointing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume you go back to the Thundering Lizard then?
At some point.
Because we're trying to find the daughter. I can't remember her name.
I guess like as the procession winds down and to the appropriate time, I mentioned that I overheard a lot of what you were talking about. What is old man P farts real name?
Grandfather Zetembe. Yeah.
That guy. And
Sneerdizzle. Sneerdizzle.
I was sent to Cholt from Baldur's Gate to investigate some of the goings on here, and it seems like you're well ahead of the curve and might be my best chance to help get ahead of this if you'd...
Get ahead of what?
Whatever's causing all of this unnatural death and destruction is, you saw, I...
Oh, the curse?
Yeah.
I
don't know a lot. I just know I have not been able to save people since I've been here, which is...
A bit shit.
Yeah, it's maddening.
So you can bring people back from the dead?
Here.
Apparently not.
It's not...
Yeah, once we figure out what's wrong with the Soulmonger?
That's...
That would be news to you. You don't even know what that is.
I don't... Yeah, so I'm very new to Cholt still, and I just know things are not working as they should. Paylor sent me here to try to figure out some things through.
Well, we're looking for the lost city of Omu, which apparently has an artifact called the Soulmonger, which is mongering souls.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to prevent us from bringing any of our friends back. But if you can help us later bring him back once we kill whatever the thing is, we'd appreciate it.
I don't think I'm currently powerful enough to complete such a task, but I can't...
We'll get you there.
Okay.
We all think that we're maybe on a scale of, like, 4 out of 20.
Yeah, that's about... I could do a couple more levels. But yes, if you'd have me, it would help my pilgrimage, and hopefully I can get some retribution for the lost souls that I've not been able to save.
All right. I'm Nolan.
Nice to meet you, Nolan.
Nolan Kingsong.
This is Dave the Wizard.
Feels so wrong.
There's no G in the name. It's Nolan.
He's Nogland. Yeah, I'm Stonebold. We're going to the Thirsty Lizard. Let's go.
Okay.
Sure.
Zendale is her name.
Okay, Zendale?
Zendala.
That costs you Zendala.
You proceed to the Thundering Lizard.
Yeah.
Have you taken time to wash the blood off of you yet, Josh?
I assume it's raining a little. It rains in Cholt.
So you do make quite an entrance, obviously. The Thundering Lizard folk have somewhat become accustomed to your shenanigans. I don't know yet if you have found lodging yet, Fodge. I don't know how long Saul has been here.
We walked a little too close to the dye quarters. He fell in a vat of dye.
Yeah. Big human-shaped vat of dye that stole stuff off my friend's body. Yep.
They serve you a meal, obviously, if there's anything that you want. Drinks. You guys want to socialize?
Can you take a bath before you eat? That's not a bath, Stumbled.
Close as I'm getting. I'll bathe when I am so drunk I can't stand up.
That seems safe.
So, Stonebold is drinking then?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Seems like something that would be appropriate for Stonebold.
All right. Fair enough. Stonebold begins to consume copious amounts of alcohol. Saul, anything?
I'm reading to see what my spells do.
Saul is reading!
Well, when...
I'll take this moment for quiet paylor reflection.
Okay.
It's bright!
Because paylor.
When Stonebold is appropriately sloshed, I would like to slip away.
Get real close.
And begin asking around for Zendala.
Okay, sure. Splitting the party. Seems great.
Worked for us before!
I hate you all. So, how long are you going to search for Zendala?
If it's evening, probably not more than an hour.
Okay. You start asking around, you start sending a few feelers, but you don't. I mean, it is a massive city. She didn't strike you as a woman who is staying near the Thundering Lizard, so you may be barking up the wrong tree, but you could definitely begin asking around.
Okay.
So that leaves the quiet, studious priest and the rapidly drinking barbarian. Yep. Are you going to bed, or are you going to continue to drink?
I'll probably go to bed.
All right. So you're out.
Long day.
You come back. Nothing so far.
Just having a beer, reading my Bible.
All right.
I'm going to sleep in his bed, though.
Fair enough.
I'm Mrs. Musk.
There's plenty to go around.
Also, I'm covered in blood, and I had to wash my sheets.
So there's that. Going to bed when you come back, then? Just...
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't able to find her.
Are you staying up to read your Bible, Fodge?
Yes, I'm having a Bible beer.
Okay, you're having a Bible beer. So is that in the main room,
the
then?
The Book of the
yes.
Sun.
Okay.
Book of the Sun King.
Okay. You see both of them go up.
I can get us a Sun King sponsorship if you want. I know a guy.
An hour and a half or so later.
No.
2 hours later. I mean, any sponsorship that wants to sponsor, send me a check.
Not an email, just a check's fine.
Just send me a check.
No explanation. Just write in the memo line that one episode.
You know which one. For Bork.
Yeah. In memoriam. Hashtag for Bork.
In memoriam.
It has swear. To have an umlaut.
Yeah.
Bjork.
Bjork.
There's your new hashtag.
Fudge, roll me a perception check.
Hashtag for
hold on,
Bjork.
I'm reading my spells. I gotta get to the all
right,
page.
You fail.
Okay, no, I just want to see what it is.
That, me too. I want to know if you see what it is on the top of your book.
My glasses.
You almost rolled on your glasses.
Would have saved another dent in the table.
Where did they put perception?
Yeah, just chip your glasses instead.
Probably 2 plus your wisdom modifier, so add 5 to whatever you roll.
10. No, what? 10. It's 10.
10. You rolled 10?
It's really 10.
You don't really notice it at first, but there's kind of a bang on the door. As the door flies open, you kind of look up. You see someone run in a rush. They don't close it behind them, and they run immediately upstairs.
You raised it above.
Okay. Yeah.
What bills you paying to sleep?
That's basically what you got. You just kind of like,
whoosh, just reaching down, taking off the sandal. He's got to come back.
God's got to poop.
It is storming outside. As it gets closer to night.
Well, I'm not shutting the door.
He goes back to reading.
Like a mug out
over or under, Dave?
Over.
Did I see who came in, or was it?
They just took, like, the door banged open, and your attention went to the door. And by the time you looked, it was just someone scurrying up. It looked like an older man. Josh, roll me a constitution check.
Okay.
Check or save?
We'll call it a check.
What's the difference?
You don't get your
you don't get your plus two, or you don't get your
proficiency.
Yeah, so it's
just the ability score.
Mm-hmm.
13.
You're hearing a loud knocking noise.
Okay.
You really would rather sleep, but you're kind of hearing a thumping.
I will...
Someone's banging in the next room.
I will be the thing that thumps back.
You notice as you sort of stagger out of Bork's bed, the thumping stops for a moment.
Mm.
You hear knocking on your door. Bang, 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 bang. Wake up, wake up, wake up. What have you done? You've got to get out of town. Wake up. And then you hear banging on a further door.
Do I hear this from downstairs, or...?
With a perception 10, score of 10, probably not.
Okay, my Bible's great.
there is some commotion in the street, however.
I'll yank open the door and see who it is.
You see a fervent-looking Wakanga Otamu banging on now... banging on the empty stone bowl's door. And then he's like running across the hall and banging on all your doors, like trying to wake you all up.
What's going on?
I don't know what you did, but you've got to get out of town now. You need to leave the port. You need to go back where you came from. You need to leave. There's no time. Hurry, hurry. And he starts banging on the doors. Where are they? Insight roll at disadvantage.
Can I go and look outside while this is going on?
Sure.
Did I see a commotion? Or hear a commotion?
11.
You now hear that annoying knocking sound again. You staggered up, so you can definitely open the door.
I'll open the door.
Good, you're both here. You need to get out of town now. Come with me. And he starts leading you down into the lobby. Fodge, as Saul goes through the door, you begin to hear a loud ruckus, and you see down the street a contingent of armed guards.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
You guys are brought down the stairs. He says, what did you do to anger them? It doesn't matter. You need to get out of town now before they seek retribution. You've never seen him this way. He's always been very refined, and he is completely distraught.
This is one of the merchant princes?
Stumbled. Yes.
Did you kill somebody's brother?
I assume so.
At least somebody's son. Dear sweet son.
Definitely somebody's son.
You all see you as you get down into sort of the bar area, the dining room area. Mm-hmm. You see that Saul's got the door open. He's kind of peeking his head out in the rain, going, "Huh?
Guess I should let him know." Turn around. Oh, good. You guys are aware. We should go.
Oh. And you see this elderly Charlton man turn to you. They're here.
Yep.
You see him, and he kind of looks around. He's like, "It's too late. I'll do what I can for you. Don't fight them. I don't know what you've done to anger them, but you cannot, you won't be able to run now." And you see him, and he says, I can't be found here. It'll be worse if I'm found here." And you see him run back upstairs.
The prince?
Yes. This is the guy who was in love with Syndra.
Yeah. I was making sure that was the right name.
Yep. Otamu.
Yeah. So he's distracting them?
No, he ran upstairs to hide.
Oh, okay. So we can't run away from this.
That's what he is telling you.
Gotcha.
You could step out the door and look for yourself if you like.
Light will be with us. Light will be with us. The cat's bless. We're good.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Paler's got us.
Dark outside.
Dark outside, light here. Let's go. I submit it. See what
I don't
happens.
Think he would be afraid of the people who killed Bork. So maybe we go out the other way.
We only have a minute. My spell doesn't last that long.
thank you.
We gotta fight now.
Let's go.
I will. All right, let's go out the back, and I will cast a bonfire just outside the door.
I love
arson,
the light.
Oof. Murder.
We're here. It's like a dirt road.
So you guys take off out the back door.
Yeah, so basically I'm just blocking the front door.
Sure.
The
for a minute. I don't know how to go quietly into the night.
I've been going loudly into the night.
roll perception checks.
All of us?
No.
11. Can I roll one just to pretend I'm here?
Sure.
I dig it.
9.
Oh, fuck.
Bork would have made it.
8.
Wow. Did anybody get double digits?
I got 11.
11?
He's our man.
Yeah, you run out into the back alleys behind the Thundering Lizard, and
seems fine.
It's clear. Pick a direction and run.
South.
Sure. You start taking off down the alleyway.
Oh, God, not this again.
I feel like I've been here before. As the alley ends and you cut right out into the street, you see a contingent of guards to your left and a contingent of guards to your right.
Yeah.
They went that way.
They're like, you!
Oh, thank God, we thought we missed you.
You will come with us.
Did you find the man who killed our friend?
We found your friend.
Oh?
He's...
What, is he, like, about this big now and fits in a box?
My, I like that. That's good. That's good. By the order of the merchant princes, I order you to surrender.
For what?
For angering the society.
What? That's not a thing.
Sounds like
you're under arrest for lying. Yeah, I order you to surrender. It made me a little mad.
Oh. Is that your book?
Do they stand down?
Say they do.
Nope, they do not, in fact, stand down.
But did you check the book?
They check the book about what?
Is there a table?
Hold on, let me just...
What merchant princes? I know I didn't piss all of them off. I got it on good authority at least one of them likes me.
By the order of the merchant princes, they're asking you to stand down and to be brought before them to speak about the crimes you've committed.
Oh, well,
I've not
that?
Committed any crimes.
Yeah, you're just an accessory.
I'm not an accessory to anything.
Accessory to incredible.
And you see, actually, they said all three of you are being brought in.
Wait, what? I just got here.
Welcome to the club, nerd. I hope there's an answer in your book for that.
We'll see.
You see that the guy who is speaking has brought his, we'll say that they're holding like glaives or something. He's brought his up to almost attention.
Mm-hmm. How many
the rest of them are moving forward, angled down as if you should be going this way.
On each side?
You're probably facing off with about 15, 16 guys.
I've died once, I can do it again.
Wait.
Wait, I don't think that works.
Wait, they found our other friend, so I want to go see what that's about.
Make sure it's me. What's he look like?
You're the only other one, unless they're talking about a box of him.
How do they know we're friends?
Which friend?
See?
The singing one.
I told you we shouldn't have stayed.
Sing.
Bork had some pipes on him.
Yeah, they
couldn't be
Bork.
Talking about this. Dusty Bork.
Especially not now.
I was a spoken word bard.
Alright.
Told you we shouldn't have stayed.
I didn't do anything wrong.
They begin leading you into, unless you choose to fight or not go, they begin leading you into the main thoroughfare.
Yeah, well, I'll
get real close with the glaives. They'd be like, this is the best night you've ever had in your life. Remember it. And then I'll go with them.
Be better if it wasn't raining.
Perception checks from the three of you?
Oh, God, not this again.
11 again. Oh, dear.
Is that a one?
That's
10.
A one.
10.
Oh, I read my book.
There's a crowd of people ahead of you, about a couple of blocks away from the thundering lizard.
Mm.
They're all gathered around something. You don't really notice it until you get closer, so you miss the obvious signs of the blood running in the gutters and a few other things. But as you get close, you see a body strung up on the wall, hanging from the second story.
I can't live without Bork!
By its neck. you see that the body is covered in obvious torture wounds. Multiple lacerations on the legs, the arm, the face. It's almost butchered beyond recognition. You think that he probably lived through most of it because he was only recently disemboweled, because all of his entrails are at the foot of the wall. You notice two other things. There is a note pinned to his chest with a dagger lodged through the rib cage. And in apparently his blood is written on it, kill the outsiders, keep Chult for Chult. And you see two coins on his eyes.
Oh, well, at least they paid the ferryman.
The iron coins are not like anything you've seen in Chult thus far. They appear to have triceratops on them.
Hey, look at that. Old man P-Fart was right.
Kind of.
Time for me to invest in a Baldur's Gate ladder company.
We're walking by this scene.
Yes.
I'm going to go cut him down. If any of the guards try and stop me, I let them know that they can try, but I'm cutting my friend down. I'll follow you after. But I'll take three of you with me.
As you turn and start to go to cut them down, you actually see a young woman turn and put her hands up to you and say, "You cannot."
I definitely can.
You have angered the society.
I use Mage Hand to untie the rope.
That works. At which point, you nearly incite a mob. Like, all of the people turn around and start grabbing, like, anything that's close.
Mm.
And as they do so, you see the sort of captain of the guard turn and says, "They are meeting with the merchant princes. They will decide their fate. It is not for you to decide how the society would wish to act." And they move you along. But that cute little woman who was just like, "No, you can't do that," totally wanted to tear his throat out for for untying that body.
But the body hit the ground?
Oh, yeah. Hit the ground. Coins fly everywhere. Entrails, splatter, gore.
Body hits the floor.
I want to take the Triceratops coins.
You notice that as you pick them up, nobody says a word.
Okay.
You might hear someone in the back scream, "They are for you, outsider."
Can I see them?
Perception check? Those have been going really well for you.
Your mom's an outsider.
No!
Got him.
Ah, nope. Nope.
Wait. What does Bless do? Has it been a minute?
Yes, by now it's been a minute.
Okay.
They proceed to take you to the Golden Throne.
Okay.
Which you haven't actually gone into
yet. Which is a popular tavern.
Hey, they got rooms here?
I'll be back, guys. Don't worry. I know a lich. Fine.
I think she put that in place before dying. I think there's a bit of a...
I'll be back. She loves me.
Lichy woman.
It's almost like that South Park episode where you're like, "Chef's not really dead, right? Like, how much more dead can I make Ball Slamin?"
Don't worry. I'm just a phylactery now.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, I almost pooped.
Thanks for the bulletin.
He's covering his nose because the almost poop was him beefing. And probably pooping a little, but not admitting it.
Nah, you know.
It's like rules for possession. If it's below a certain amount, it doesn't count.
What's the EPA on poop?
As you head to the Golden Throne, it is a large domed building, probably one of the most opulent in the city. It does look like the dome is covered in gold. I believe you were told at one point this was the seat of the Omnian government when they controlled... controlled Cholt.
Maybe if they would have spent some of this money on education, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Got him.
As you are led in, you see a number of Cholton warriors. They are all sort of dressed in similar ways to like when you go into Wakanga Otamu's house. Mm-hmm. You do notice slight differences in dress and insignia from the various ones. But they're distinctly different. Almost as if you get the sense that maybe each one of the merchant princes utilizes some of their own manpower to protect the Golden Throne.
Gotcha.
You're brought into a large meeting room. You see a long table with seven chairs behind it.
Mm.
All of them are occupied. The only one you personally recognize, I believe, is Otamu.
Yeah. We know you haven't met anybody else except for Grandpa Seer.
Yep. There are one, two, three...
I think I'm starting to take Nigel's side on this. I don't want any more of this tribalistic crap.
I'm trying
to modernize this place.
There are four women and three men sat on the council. Like I said, you would have only heard of the names in passing. You do see Otamu looks a bit flustered, but he has sat down and is presiding, is taking his seat. The guys with glaives just sort of force you into a couple of seated benches. You see... One of the men, probably the oldest, stands up and he says, "We ask that you disarm yourselves here in the Golden Throne."
Haven't been asking much.
Yes, very perceptive. You must understand, this is a matter of grave importance for the city and for this entire country.
I'll take my battle axe, clatter it on the floor. Take my crossbow, put that down.
Like how?
Take a dagger out from my belt. Take another dagger out from my boot. Put this all on the ground.
You do see one of the men. He's probably the youngest of the group. You can see he's he's very athletic looking, very, like, he's wearing a loose tunic like they all wear, but you can tell, like, he's got rippling muscles, he's got scars on his face.
Ripple.
He sort of, like I said, he, age has just started to hit him, he's just getting a little gray, like, in the beard. He sort of, as you do that, he sort of laughs.
Maybe found the warrior merchant prince.
The rest of you? Put the down old man says.
Weapon and shield, but not my holy symbol.
And you?
I've got no interest in fighting anybody in this room.
Even if it involves the execution of all three of you?
At which point, fight.
At which point, there begins to be a lot of infighting between the seven of them. Now, that's too far, Ifan. And they start, we have to see what they decide to do. We have to see, you know, we don't know what this means. We need to find out. What are we going to do? And
Stonebolt, what's this button do on your chest piece?
I have this arm real quick.
Eventually, one of the old women who hasn't said anything says, enough. This is getting us nowhere. It is late.
I'm tired.
We need to proceed accordingly. And you see the old man who was referred to as Ifan.
Mm-hmm.
He says, yes, yes. First order of business.
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Wakanga, we need you to step down.
Hmm.
And they all kind of, you see him sort of look shocked. He's like, You know these individuals, yes? Two of them at least, is my understanding. Yes. You're too close to this. You cannot decide their fate. We must interpret what the society wants to do, and we cannot have your judgment clouded by your friendship with them. And you see him, he kind of just resigned, just stands up and starts to move away from the table, because all six of the other six of them are nodding.
Mm-hmm.
How many other total?
Seven. Well, was seven.
Hey, now we can have a hung jury.
Shoot, I got a. I'm not sitting opponent up there yet.
Let me go get the box.
Yeah, I'm keeping some of your ashes, though.
Press it into a diamond.
You do see.
Put it in this guy's butt, it'll get there.
The one who was silent, who told them to be quiet.
Give it to Silver Dusk.
You do see the one who was formerly silent. You notice that she is very elderly. She's covered herself in a number of almost like veils or robes. She seems to be wearing very soft clothing, a number of layers.
This is the one that gave the STFU to Ifan?
Yes. All right. She says, Wakanga, perhaps you can serve as counsel for them then. It'll be important that they understand what they're dealing with.
I understand something.
You notice that the young man who laughed and another woman agree. Mm. So they all decide. So Wakanga, who was stepping out to leave, actually goes over and sits kind of beside you, almost as, you know, in the, like a lawyer, I guess.
Mm.
You then notice there is the youngest woman of all of them. You notice her face is scarred.
Mm.
She also looks battle worn. Says, if we are six, then we cannot decide. Would the vote may be broken. At which case, the old man Ifan says, then I will serve as the deciding vote, to which sends the place into chaos again, mm-hmm. as they all argue over that.
Mm-hmm.
I can serve as the deciding vote.
Same.
Wait, you
that
see
doesn't help
one,
at all.
You see another one suggest that they should be the leader.
Judge and us can't even figure out their own shit.
As they begin to argue, is there anything that you would like
this
to interject
the society.
Or you like to argue? I'm just curious.
I'm just going
to
be like, look, I understand that all of you are up there measuring your existent and non-existent dicks, but can we just move along here? You've already decided our fate to begin with. You couldn't take care of the problem in Trollt without outside help, but you're pissed that we showed up and started doing it.
Hang on, government's on shutdown, Josh.
Yeah. And I mean, at this point, I'm not even motivated to try and save this country. It seems worthless.
That is a choice. You do not understand.
I think I got a pretty clear picture.
You have the tokens, yes?
Yeah.
Those tokens demand we act.
Somebody already acted.
Yes, they made a very loud statement.
Execution without trial.
That was not us.
Well, you're not citing against them.
We must understand why those tokens were given.
From whom?
From the society.
Who is? If you're giving power to the rabble.
they again sort of look around at each other. The old woman again speaks and says, it's late. Let them sleep. Let Wakanga speak to them. Let them understand. They do not understand. They are, to which one of the other guys says, they are outsiders. Why would they understand? Yes, they are outsiders. They deserve
I think fair understanding. But I'm the only one in this room that Naga has bothered to talk to about the problem. That's kind of weird. You guys are all up in arms about being outsiders, but
you see them all.
Guardians are talking to us.
You see them all acutely turn to look at you.
Yeah, right? Hey, look, it's a scale. I even got a present from her because she liked me.
Hmm. Yes.
Also, we'll begin you realize to... Port Nianzaro is one little speck on a continent.
Continent of dick.
Don't but presume don't that dick. All of Chalt is you.
They're benign.
Okay, benign and a half.
You see a number of them begin to nod. They all begin to say, yes, I think that rest would be correct. You need to understand the situation that we're in. We'd like to hear your side of the story. We will not pass judgment without hearing both sides of the story. No. But do not misunderstand. Mm. Those tokens are damning.
I'm keeping them.
They're coins.
Yes, you should.
Mm-hmm. This is the old lady or is this a fawn?
This is another woman who hasn't spoken yet.
Oh, okay.
She is probably the most beautiful one.
Ah, okay. Well, thank you for your insight. We'll rest up and discuss this in the morning. It really...
Audience can't see that, Josh.
He's rubbing his eyes, but flipping them off.
The same... just the one lady.
Just the one lady.
They escort you... they begin to escort you out. Unless there's anything else you'd like to say.
Back up. Yeah! Take them all in.
Grab my shit.
Utamu says, may I watch over them? We need a place for them to rest. Hmm. And he turns to look at them. You will not allow them to come back to my villa, to which they all pretty much shake their heads.
I got a room.
He's like, they mention that there is a place. It's not a jail.
it's a bay. It's in Cuba.
But it's a bar hotel.
It is. I like that. Faj has a good joke. But they do mention that there is a villa nearby.
Mm.
You will be under guard. They will be watching you. But they will allow you the dignity to go and have a night's rest and have a meal.
Sounds like a jail.
You're going to feed me.
Are you already drunk and full?
I think the more drunk you get, the less full you feel.
But Utamu tries to convince you. He's like, I will hold your weapons. I will make sure no one else has access to them.
Nah,
he's
that's like, all right. I ain't going to fight anybody with them.
There are, you see a number of, he motions over a couple of guys you have seen before. They're his house guard.
Mm.
He's like, we will hold the weapons for you.
Very well.
You may keep your holy symbol. You may keep your armor if you desire.
I'll do
but
that.
But we will need to take the weapons.
All right. I trust this guy, or at the very least know where he lives.
And they escort you to a small villa nearby.
It's a jail!
It is basically a jail, but it's a very nice jail.
Yeah.
It's like Martha Stewart's jail.
The pre-release house.
Is there anything that I can explain to you?
I think I get it.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I get it as much as I care to get it.
Okay. They will want to call witnesses tomorrow on your character. You have been issued a challenge by the society. Mm. They are saying that you are disturbing the order or needing to being greedy. Is
well, Conga, somewhat... just send us out into the jungle. We have no desire to come back anyway.
It is not that simple. Mm. The society is known for...
We'll happily leave the society.
...exacting its vengeance at times.
Is a society an actual council of people or just an alleged anonymous collective?
It's the people that have enough money to form a group of people called the society.
It's only a bunch of f***ing edgelords.
Right. That's all it is.
They send out those tokens as warnings for those who have stepped outside the bounds of the natural order of things.
What if we send them their tokens?
So you let your city be ruled by vigilante law.
You must understand, for decades, Chult was under...
Just because it's old, don't make it right!
...was under outside control.
Mm.
The Yatepka Society was instrumental in overthrowing those powers.
Yotepka?
Yotepka.
Yotepka.
He says this is, I'm pretty sure that it's the Amian word for, or not Amian word, I'm pretty sure it's the Chultan word for Triceratops. Gotcha. These tokens no one knows who the society is, what their motivations are, but they are.
So you let yourself be ruled by vigilante law that you don't even understand.
Their goal is to return Chult to its natural order. I do not believe...
Which they can define however they want. This is stupid.
You may be correct, but they have power enough to throw off any sort of challenge that those from Aum or Baldur's Gate or anywhere else. They are a powerful group. I do not believe that you are being targeted by the... If the Yotepka Society is targeting you, I do not believe... I don't understand why. You are trying to return Chult to its natural order. This does not make sense to me. They will want to hear tomorrow from you and from any Chultans in good standing who have met you. We must establish your, for lack of a better term, character witnesses.
Was there not a black market for these coins? Like, oh no, look. They're now being manipulated. This isn't hard to figure out.
Otamu, there is a woman somewhere in the city. I tried looking for her earlier tonight, couldn't find her. Her name is Zendala.
Okay.
She should vouch for us.
What about if we ask Sidrash?
Too late.
Oh, no.
I will see what I can do. If you believe that this Zendala is helpful, I will.
I believe so. We have done her a favor.
Very well.
What about poor Cap'n?
And it is also entirely possible that she is in some way involved.
Have we made any friends since we've been here? Have we helped anybody?
What about Pork that, was very what about well that nice, He's happy dead. Drinking guy in the tavern that one time?
Oh!
No, we've got the captain who wanted us to join his group. We've got, I think...
Oh, Zendala. What about Altar Froom?
Yeah, Froom.
Yeah, we've got... I don't think Zendala's a good character witness, but her dad would
What's
be.
What's the lich's name? Can we get her up here?
I mean, yeah, you think she is, but you guys didn't... You weren't friendly. She's just
this
like, hey, you
This is going to be the last episode
okay.
of Seinfeld.
Right?
But it was her dad.
Fair enough.
Can we summon Silver Tusk?
So he's probably not around.
No, the Bork Flame.
Someone
Silver
needs
butt.
To let her
Silver
know.
Butt.
Bork, 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 so she can move on.
No, you don't.
Are you?
I'll give him the name of the captain who wanted us to join him. The Sea Guard guy we dealt with before moving out. Our mm-hmm. guide Enkidu.
Froom.
His name's not Enkidu. Froom is the big guy who wanted us to join him. Silver Tusk, Eku, if they can yeah. find her, but Eku, she's probably not around. And then Zendala and her dad.
And yeah. there's a couple you know, gauntlets. Right?
I will look. Dragon some of these thing. Will be easier to find. Yeah. Some of these may not. He escorts you into the villa. Yep. There are rooms. There's a place to stay. He says, I will leave you here.
I call Dritz the Warden as my first witness.
Objection! They will want to talk to you in the morning. I will leave you. I'll be back in the morning if there's anything you need. Please let me know. The guards will be outside, but yeah. I've at least argued enough for, you know, to get you a place to stay. You see him turn and walk off into the rain.
Homeboy's been in the rain a lot.
Yeah. It seems very dramatically appropriate with character right. death. Like
you can
rain
tell
is
he
natural.
Thought about the eggs a lot, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna walk off in the rain. I'm yep. gonna leave my umbrella here." This is so dramatic.
For the three, you this villa is sort of it's not nearly as opulent as like Wakanga Otamu's, but it does have a large, you know, large open greeting area. You
can see this villa isn't opulent.
You can see that there are a number of side rooms. You assume a couple of bedrooms, sort of the steaming saunas and stuff that they have upstairs, you know. It's still nice.
One
That's
sauna.
My pan. One. Steaming sauna.
As you guys kind of spread out and look around, it is dark in there, so you have to strike a light, I'm assuming. I assume you want to see
I didn't
things.
Prepare light.
Yeah, cantrip light.
I don't have it.
You don't have to prepare your spells. You
I
burn
don't
a spell
have light.
Slot. At all.
I think I have light.
Well, he does have to know a certain number of cantrips.
Right. But he can... I see what you're saying.
I didn't take light.
He does have to prepare his spells.
No, he prayers, but then he just burns spell slots for them, right? Like, he doesn't have to have light this many times a day. He just has to have light, and he can burn a spell slot.
Yeah, he has to prepare spells, and then he can burn... He can do any combination of whatever he has prepared.
Right.
Yes. You're basically saying the same thing in different ways. I think.
You can't cast light, or, well, light is a cantrip, so bad example. You can't cast...
Perception checks from the three of you.
Ooh, 24.
24. Not me, him.
19.
19, you're not alone in this place.
We're not
24,
alone.
You feel something descend from the ceiling and land about 12 to 15 feet behind the three of you.
I whip out my wand of web.
Whip, what, whip?
I'm busy trying to think of all the places I can hide poop.
So you, as you are standing there, you see him whip around with a wand, so I assume you turn as well?
Yeah, sure.
You see a large Aarakocra standing there.
Mm.
Who are you? Aaron Cocra.
Eric Cocra.
Francis Ford Acocra.
What?
Francis Ford Coppola.
That's a stretch. That was a stretch.
Francis Ford. You should have done Francis Ford Acocra.
There you go.
It's still not that great.
So are you one of our guards?
You can call me that.
I don't think one of your guards is a good name.
So three innocent men?
Two. He actually did murder some people.
He did it.
I just got here.
Huh. Three innocent men. I like you.
That's a good band name. Three innocent men.
Who did you piss off?
Probably Liverbody.
Bunch of snobs. The Oops. Society. You recognize these? I show you the coins.
Recognize these? Show them your nuts.
I take them.
I am going to need those back.
Of course. I'm going to like... So I have a very parody face. I'm going to like gnaw.
It's a chocolate.
They are made of iron.
I thought you were going to say of chocolate.
Would you like to make a... I need a character sheet.
Can't remember the skills of
D&D. D&D Beyond last saw your skills.
Ooh. I just don't remember. Thank you. Don't you have a... I've killed enough characters. There should be some extra sheets lying around, right?
You can't have Bork. Uh-uh. I decided.
Can you make... I'd give history or insight or investigation.
Just pass that to him.
Like it's a blank sheet.
Thanks. I usually have one.
Is 16.
As far as you can tell, they're real. They're real or they're either very convincing fakes.
This would be a great time to be a forge cleric.
Your friends, what were they doing in that alley?
Following some guys trying to get information.
What did they want? The people they were following?
Information on artists? Artemis?
Yeah, artists.
Artists.
Arteries.
How does Is that enough for work? Me to make a connection, that affiliation?
Affiliation in terms of artists?
Yeah, people who would be looking for artists.
No. Not necessarily.
And who are you, and why did you come down from the ceiling in a villa that we are imprisoned in?
Hey, it's not a jail, they told us.
Imprisoned in?
Mm-hmm. This is a jail.
Imprisoned in? Imprisoned in.
Because I was hoping he was immediately going to say, swear to me, because it would have been really thematic.
More parody than bat-like. Well, you obviously pissed some people off, but I don't think it's the people that everyone thinks you pissed off.
Hmm.
Did you say we?
You.
Oh.
Did I say we?
Well, only metaphorically, I guess.
Metaphorical we.
The royal we.
Take a literal we here a minute.
Tomorrow, you will have to mount a defense.
I have to shield.
It is in the best interest of, in my mind, of the council to condemn you and condemn you publicly. The society holds great weight for good reason.
Because they're fat.
Not necessarily.
It's a substantial society.
And unless you can prove that it's not the society's call, then it's going to be hard to shake them.
Well, either they let us go or I die fighting. Anyway.
So why on earth do you have any interest in what we're doing?
I've taken note of you all.
We are quite noteworthy.
You are. Mm-hmm. You are. Mm-hmm. Outsiders have a kind of a troubling past here, but you all seem to be
in it for the right reasons.
Well, I'm Stonebold.
Of course.
This is Dave. He's a wizard.
What? My name is Nolan. Nolan Kingsong.
That guy's the Jew.
Poof. Wow.
He's Saul. We just met him.
My name is a bit much. I'm called Raza Untamed Sky Lord.
But yeah.
I usually go
by... You're razzing me.
I usually go by my initials, R-U-S-L. So you can call me Russell.
Wait a minute.
I've been following you for some time.
Were you in the bushes?
I was.
It's always been Russell.
But I've taken note of you. And,
it's pretty good fun.
Chult needs you doing what you're doing.
This is my guess.
And if it gets caught up in trying to enact foolish vengeance based on lies, then it's lost.
All
right. I'm so sorry for it being lost and when I'm dead.
Well, how much can you carry when you fly?
That was a good question.
I look you up and down.
I like that question. Oof.
Maybe the mage.
Well,
isn't he 6'3"? Real tall.
Better than these armor-clad yoo-hoos.
I'm 180 and I'm carrying about 100 pounds of equipment.
I am in full plate, but I am a dwarf.
Well, if you can find any of the people we asked, what's the place to find? We appreciate it. Dwarf. He said it'd be hard.
Would I have contacts with any of them?
Yes, you would probably be able to find folks more easily. Any of the Chultons that he names, you would know.
Mm-hmm. I just named all the big ones that we've encountered so far in the campaign. Not the Lich Lady, because she's behind this.
What is Russell wearing?
Russell is... I have a black cloak, leather armor, trimmed for my wings. I have orange and black plumage. Mostly black, but a lot of, like, on my head is orange.
It's like the Thundercats from that 90s cartoon show.
Thundercats?
Black Jets, orange fur.
Oh, the bird version.
It's not the Thundercats.
It's Top Thundercats. Cats.
Thunderbird. What is it?
Ho.
Top Cats.
Is it Top Cats? It's the jet one,
yes,
not the
yes,
Top Cat. Like Top Cat.
Top Cat.
Beaver and I talked about this.
Yeah, that's the nice model. Yeah,
I love Top Cat.
Is that what that is? Is that right? Call in if you know about Top Cats.
Pretty sure it's called Top Cat.
I don't know. Well, all right.
Are you a rogue?
Just what we needed.
Well, I guess it was good to meet you.
Did you pull up a plate and eat?
I don't think
I've been snacking on seeds while I roosted in the ceiling waiting for you.
We're just standing around talking to what's his face, and seeds are just dropping down behind us.
All the empty shells,
and it's not just the like the shells. It's like, the shells and seeds, because birds never really eat everything. They're just kind of cracking crap and opening sticks.
Pretty accurate. Like, damn, I really need to get better at these perception checks.
I need to ask a moment of trust. Can I borrow those coins?
I was like, no, it doesn't look infected.
I will bring them back.
Oh, well,
the same coins.
What do we need them for?
Man, burying three friends in one day.
No, seriously, all they are symbols of people being mad at us.
They're going to be a symbol of vengeance as soon as I find who did it. And you can borrow them.
Now you can tell me somebody, like the society is mad at somebody.
Somebody!
And it on people.
I hope he's mad.
The buildings. All right. All right. I guess I eat and pass the night.
Unless there's any other conversation that Russell would like to contribute.
I would go and pass the night eventfully and try and kill a guard or two, but I think they're just people hired to do a job. That made me feel bad. I mean, it made me feel kind of good, but also a little bad. I hit him with a table. Start a wrestling match. A wrestling match.
Oh.
Yeah, I think everything I need to do is outside of this.
Cool. So you are taking off then?
Yep.
Okay. The guards really don't notice a black, silent, flying bird in the night. Well, that was a poor time choice. You all watch Russell gracefully fly off into the night until you see the 12 flaming arrows shooting in the sky.
No, one of those big, not trebuchets, ballistas.
Oh, no.
Just a telephone pole with a spearhead on it.
Oh, they got him. Okay, anything else you guys want to do?
Nope.
Anything you're doing specifically, Flynn?
Yeah, should I text you?
Sure.
I sent Josh a text to ask a question, but I don't know if...
Josh didn't text us.
I didn't. He's like, well...
Let me see here. Some subterfuge.
Don't know if it's thematically appropriate currently.
Subterfuga.
It's probably not the time.
Nah.
Okay.
Someone should write a piece for organ called Subterfuge.
Mm. For organ?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just you play fugues on an organ normally.
A little music pun for you there.
Okay. It's like one dude listening, and he had a sensible chuckle.
What a flautist. Those people who play flute.
A sensible chuckle would be like a great compliment. I would love it.
Tomb of Annihilation has been brought to you by our patrons. Find out more about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Join the nerd conversation on Facebook by liking our page and joining our group. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter at rancors_brothel for the latest updates. All podcast episodes are available at rancorsbrothel.com and via our RSS feed. The title track for this campaign, Necromancy, provided courtesy of Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Listen to more great music at sleepfortheweary.com. Much love, listeners. It's me.